Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I open my heart, love is there to receive me. Every time I open my eyes, I see the universe inside of me. When I choose to live intentionally, I create my reality. Love, joy, harmony inside of me. Every time I open my heart, love is there to receive me. Love, joy, bliss inside of me.
Greetings to all of the night owls. Thank you for tuning in, and for those who may miss this show or want to listen to it again, this show is being archived. And let's see, I thought I was going to have to make a pot of coffee to stay up for my own show. A lot of these are very spontaneous, so I didn't really know that I was going to do a show tonight. But I do want to say thank you, because I think I was still a little amped up from the class tonight. I taught a class, Money Honey, and we talked about spells and rituals, love and money, rituals and spells. So thank you to those that attended the class. And I think I was just a little bit still up from the class and decided to do this blog talk show, and it is called Status Complicated. So you know how sometimes people post, you know, their relationship status and how things are complicated. It's complicated. And, you know, it kind of sounds cute. You know, it sounds cute. It's, you know, it's intriguing. But, yes, a lot of times the relationships that we are in are very complicated. So what we will do this evening is I'm going to just run through some randomness about relationships, and a lot of this is what I got from readings. I do a lot of relationship readings, sometimes with couples and sometimes without, where people come in and they're questioning if they're in the right relationship. You know, is this person cheating on me? I'm in a relationship, but it's hard for me to break up. I want to get this person back. Is there anything that I can do to get this person back? One thing, though, that you never, you know, this is just random here, but one thing you never really want to show is some form of desperation. I don't know if that is really attractive in a relationship, being, you know, sort of, you know, a feeling of desperation, you know, because I don't know how well that's going to work in a relationship. So desperation, I didn't mention that, you know, in some of my notes, but that just kind of popped in there. So back to what I was saying as far as, you know, the type of questions that I get when people want to know about relationships. I'm reminded of a guy that came in to see me. This had to be about maybe like a year and a half ago. I just remember it because he came and he wanted to know about a young lady. And it's interesting because those who have received readings from me, usually I'll get like your mother's maiden last name and your father's last name, and I'll say like a prayer and see what your guides are saying, or to call up your spirit or whatever. So when I said that with this gentleman, he says, "Oh, no. I don't want a relationship reading that way. I don't want you to talk to my guides and my ancestors." He says, "I already know what they think about it." He says, "I already know what they think about it. let's just do the cards. Let's just look at the tarot cards. And I thought that was interesting. So I will say this, is that sometimes when we're in a relationship, it may not necessarily be working out, because sometimes your ancestors want the best for you. And so sometimes it's not, your relationship may not be blessed in the spirit realm, you know. So that's something to consider. Now, so let's just go ahead and get started. So the format is I'm going to run down through some of the notes that I've taken here, and then we will open the line for relationship questions or comments. I am going to try to make the questions, if you have questions, kind of simple and straight to the point. I will do, if I need to, your body scan. I have my cards here, so I can look into it that way. So I'm going to pull up my notes here. And so what I wrote here is 12 reasons. Well, you know what? Let me pull up these other notes I just wrote. So five reasons to avoid a relationship. So sometimes you got to know if you're ready for a relationship, or if you should just avoid a relationship. You never really want to go into a relationship of desperation. Oh, I'm getting older. I want to have children, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes the desperation there, again, doesn't work. Sometimes people are so desperate they pull in the wrong relationship trying to make that work. Here are five reasons that I have here to avoid a relationship. So now it's interesting because this can be for you personally to avoid the relationship, or if you notice these things in the person that you want to have a relationship with. So and it's just five things here, and of course we can kind of go on and on, but five reasons to avoid a relationship is, number one, not emotionally available. There's a lot of people who get into relationships and they just left one. So they just left a relationship and then they happen another one. And when you happen another one, usually you're still thinking about the person. And you know what? There's nothing, well, I'm sure there's many things that is disrespectful, but, you know, sort of like on the top of the list, top three things of being like just the total disrespect in the world is to have sex with somebody and you're all kissing them, oh, baby, and you're thinking about the person who you just dated a couple of months ago. That is so disrespectful, you know? And then, you know, as it relates to, too, like kind of attracting like sex spirits and stuff like that, it's like you're bringing another energy into your relationship or what should be a fresh and new relationship. So I don't know, if you're sleeping with somebody and you're imagining that person, some, you know, being someone else or thinking about someone else while you're having sex or when you're with that person, it's kind of best to kind of back away. Like, that's a sign that, you know what, maybe I'm not ready for this relationship, or I need to end some things before I go into my next relationship. So not being emotionally available. Second, number two, don't want to be physically touched. If you're getting kind of turned off, you know, you're not sure, maybe you feel like you're bisexual or lesbian or whatever the situation is, or maybe there's some trauma there and you just can't stand for somebody to touch you, you don't want to be touched, you know, that kind of thing, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship, because sex is usually a big part of a relationship. So and then also that just shows that there are some psychological things there that need to be, and physical things that need to be worked out. And so you may not, it may cause more problems to a relationship. We have to think about what a relationship is and what we're trying to do. So usually when we come together with another person, it's because we want to build. We want to, become one and build. And so then if we don't want to be touched, you know, I don't know how, you know, how we're relating to the other person. Okay. And then number three, hate your mom or dad. If you got issues with your mom or dad, so I hate my mom, I hate my dad. You really don't want to be in a relationship, because a lot of times what you're going to do is you're going to pass the relationships that your mom and dad have. You'll probably most likely pass that, transfer that energy into your relationship. So if you, and then two, you know, if you kind of hate how you got here on the planet, you know what I'm saying, you haven't really made peace with that, then I'm not really sure what type of relationship then you would expect to have. And 9 times out of 10, too, you're going to attract somebody that's just like your mom or somebody that's just like your dad, you know, until you get over that. So it's just a relationship with a spiritualist, you know, your priest or, you know, a spiritual person or a counselor, therapist or something like that first. So that was number three. Number four, being depressed. If you're depressed, don't enter a relationship, because whatever's depressing you is going to infect the relationship. There again, it's not about building and evolving. You would sort of be like tainting the other person. So you're coming into the relationship and you're bringing like baggage. So it's best to maybe clear some things up, and maybe be friends with the person, let them know what you're working on, what you're trying to do. But I wouldn't say it would be time to go into a relationship without sort of having a handle on, you know, your depression. Also, low self-esteem and insecurity, that definitely is like, that's number five I got listed here. That is definitely sort of a downer in relationships when somebody feels insecure. You don't want to get naked. You want to have the lights turned off before you get naked. Or you don't want to do it from the back because, you know, you don't know how you look from the back. You know, I'm just throwing this out there. Or definitely insecure. Oh, who was that you were looking at? I saw you looking at him. Blah, 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 blah. What's up with you? You know, so these insecurities definitely is like a wet blanket on the relationship, and it makes the relationship stagnant. There again, you know, where's the productivity? You know, where are we going? So you got to think about, where am I going in this relationship? So that was just five reasons to avoid a relationship. Going back to my other notes, I put 12 reasons to reevaluate your relationship. So you might want to reevaluate your relationship. You might think about leaving or thinking about counseling or something like that. But this list, a lot of this list there again comes from some of the readings that I've done. And so some of these are more normal. And then some of these you might want to think about. So I'm going to start 12 reasons to reevaluate your relationship. So number one, constant confusion or chaos. So all of a sudden you come into the relationship and then all of a sudden everything is confusing, not necessarily just in the relationship, but just the world around you, you know, all at your job, you know, all of a sudden you're getting a car accident, like all of a sudden, you know, chaos and confusion happens when you enter into the relationship. Number two, your health begins to decline. Now, I know that sounds strange because a lot of people are in relationships and their health, you know, declines or whatever like that. But this would be like, okay, I'm pretty fine. Everything is good. And all of a sudden, I kind of just stay sick all the time. And, you know, you have to kind of notice, like when I got into this relationship, all of a sudden I start becoming very ill. So these are things to kind of think about. Loss of zest for life. All of a sudden, you're just not interested. You enter into this relationship. Now you're like, blah, blah, blah. You might be a little depressed. You feel like you're not making any moves in life. You know, you don't have any zest for life. Number four, can't keep money. So now money was flowing before you entered the relationship. Everything was pop, pop, pop. You was popping, you know. Everything was good. Money was flowing. Now all of a sudden you go into the relationship and you can't keep money. Money is flowing out your pocket like water. So that's something to look at. Like, why all of a sudden my money ain't, you know, because if you think about a partnership, actually your money should increase, right? If I'm bringing in somebody into my life and we're a partnership, oh, I should be getting like double paid. I need, you know what I'm saying? So it should be a fruitful relationship. So that's something to think about. Number five, unexplained blockages and what used to be open roads are now stagnant. So you're like, you know what, I used to be lucky. Everything used to work and flow for me. All of a sudden I entered into this relationship, you know, my business can't get off the ground. You know, all these weird things are happening to me. So all of a sudden blockages and stagnation. Six, sudden itchy skin. Yes. Sudden itchy skin. Now, I've had clients that they don't have any problems. You know, all of a sudden they itching. They're itching. So, they, you know, it's like a lot of itchy skin, itchy scalp, itchy, you know, whatever, when they get with their partner. Sometimes your own body is, like, not cool with somebody else's body or chemistry or something. And usually, of course, that's a sign. It's not just a physical sign. That's a deeper sign that this person may not be the person for me, because all of a sudden I'm with them, I'm itchy, I'm scratching, you know. So that's something to look at. Seven, constant secrecy from your partner. So you say, oh, hey, boo, what's going on? Boom, boom, boom. Where you been? What you been up to today? And he says, none of your business. That's my business. That's none of your business. Okay, time to exit the relationship, because where's the communication with that? Speaking of which, number eight, zero communication. You come in the house, hey, boo, what's going on? Yeah, will you pass me the remote? Can you give me some water? And that's pretty much all you get. How are you doing? I guess everything is good. I was wondering if you want to, you know, start a business, or you want to, I don't know, I'll think about it. And then, you know, like real dry, whatever, whatever. I mean, where are you going with that? What are you building? So zero communication. That's number eight. Number nine, intuition has confirmed cheating. Number 10, partner lacks flexibility, his or her way, or it's the highway. Now, there again, what kind of relationship are you looking for if two people aren't coming together and sharing information or sharing themselves and building? So then if one person is like, nah, babe, we ain't doing that, we ain't never doing that, I don't want to do that, blah, 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 and your ideas, feelings are not considered, then what kind of relationship? You might as well be in a relationship with the wall. So, you know, there again, what are we building? Okay. 11, partner desires no sex from you, and you're a sexual person. So you trying to turn up, you trying, hey, boo, what's going on? You got candles lit, a little wine, you know, and then they're like, I'm tired. Yeah, you know, you've been tired, though, for the past 3 months. Like, what's really going on? You've been tired for the past 3 months, you know. You got to look at that. You got to look at that. Like, what's up with that? And then, let's see, number 12, partner suppresses your goals and desires. Yeah, babe, listen, I'm thinking about this great idea. You know, I don't know about that. You always thinking about an idea, but you can't never, you know, finish it. You always start something, you don't finish it. Don't come to me with none of your ideas, because I don't think you can pull them off. You act like you can't pull it. So nobody ain't really trying to hear that. Like, the thing is that you have to boost your partner up. The whole thing, there again, partnership. So what are we working on? How are we building? We're not linking with somebody to tear them down, you know, or to be torn down, okay? So number 13, this is a bonus, because I said 12. Didn't I say 12? 13 is a bonus. Partner doesn't want to have children, but you do. You may want to reconsider or think, you know, because, you know, if you have to suppress them, you may not be with the right person if that person doesn't want to have children and you want to have children. So something needs to be worked out there. 14, extra bonus, number 14, partner avoids your children or torments them. That's a extra bonus. Partner avoids your children or torments them. Extra bonus. Number 15. Partner prefers to be everywhere except with you. There again, where are we going? What are we doing? You know, what are we building? You know, so those that are listening, we want, you know what I suggest? I suggest that we got, I think we got a new moon coming up. I suggest that you write down, even if you are in a relationship or you're trying to exit a relationship, I would say maybe the new moon, write down some real solid points of what you want to have in your relationship and why. You know, what are you trying to accomplish? And I do want to say this, ladies, not to say men don't do this, but ladies, come on. This is very important. Please try to avoid or look at your situation honestly. Look at yourself honestly and find out if you're trying to put a guy in your world, but he's not really trying to be there, meaning that, you know, you have this idea of the dress. I know people who, they got a dress, they got the shoes for their wedding, they got it on their vision board, and so then they meet a guy, he seems pretty nice, he's pretty handy, he has a tool set, you know what I'm saying? He came straight out the gate with condoms, you know, so he, you know, okay, he practiced safe sex, I like him, and then boom, all of a sudden, you try to fit him in your fantasy of what you had planned out in your head, and you didn't really do the investigation to find out if dude really wanted to walk with you down the aisle. You can't be like, oh, I can't believe he's like this, he's like that, boom, 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 after the fact. But you didn't take the time to really truly listen. He may have said, well, you know, I don't want to get married. But then you got that vision board going. You thought he was fine. Then he ended up laying it down. He ended up having some good sex or whatever. And then you still want to try to make him marry you. And so, or hint around or whatever when he told you from the door. So all what's going to happen is you're going to get your feelings hurt. Because even if he caves in by the breakdown method, and it will show up at some point when he starts cheating or you start finding stuff or whatever, and then he's going to be like, well, I told you I didn't want to in the first place. So some men are sort of easy in a way. You start making them a good meal. You lay it out there for them real nice and in a few different ways, and they'll be along for the ride on that. But then when it comes down to taking things to the next level, they're going to be like, see, I told you. Then you're going to get your feelings hurt. Then you're going to come get a reading, and then I'm going to see in the reading how you played yourself. And then I got to tell you how you played yourself. So the thing is that don't have this fantasy and you want to play it out, but then you just want to sort of include the other person without them being fully aware that they're going to play that part, or without you actually saying, listen, this is where I want to go. I want to get married. You know, I want to have children, or I want to get married again, and I want to be able to travel and whatever. Lay everything out on the table. And if somebody says, well, no, I'm not really interested in that, well, then you have to decide, should I take that off my list or not? There again, there's that desperation, because if you feel like you're desperate to be in a relationship, you know, when people are desperate, they do crazy things, you know, so that's not really cool. The only reason why I mentioned ladies there, again, I know it happens with men, but ladies, because ladies have, as little girls, looked at all of the fairy tale and the man, he's the prince and he's on the horse and he swooped in and then got you on the horse and then y'all went and had, you know, a magical wedding or whatever. You know, this is what women are programmed to seeing as children. But then the guys, they were playing G.I. Joe and looking at Spider-Man and stuff like that. So they may not have seen those same fantasy, girly, you know, fairy tales. And so, but this is what's embedded in the woman's mind. So then she is trying to actually execute that when the guy may not really be fully capable of that. So as women, we do need to reevaluate and be real with each other. And I'm not saying that, or real with others. I'm not saying that you can't have a fantasy. You can't be with your twin flame or whatever. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that sometimes the fantasy is more present than the actual work that is required to make or to build a relationship. Okay, so let's be mindful of that. And I wonder if I want to say anything else. I do want to say some things. Some random things came to me earlier about relationships. I do want to say this, sex. So for those that have been in a relationship and you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and you don't even like the person. You're like, I don't even like this person, but I can't stop going back and forth, and having sex with this person. There's something called a sex spirit. And so these, what some people call them, incubus, succubus spirits, and they wrap themselves, it's like invisible, so they wrap themselves around you and your partner. And so a lot of times you get together, it's the sex spirits having sex, but then you not really being there for it, you know, or you're there for it, and then immediately after you're like, why did I even do it with him? Or why did I even do it with her? I don't even like her like that anymore. I don't like him like that anymore. But then you're having sex. So you definitely want to, if that's the situation, you definitely want to take measures to cut that particular energy off. Because if you don't, you can actually take that energy on to another partner. So there's something called what I call STDs, sexual transmitted diseases. And so you could take that energy to another partner. So that energy needs to be cut off. For those that listen to the show, and I even posted it, I posted if you want your personal relationship reading, because tonight it's going to be like some short, quick answers. We're not going to go in depth and detail with your questions. But if you want a full relationship reading, your cost is $45, which is a discount, if you mention the show. So you can email me, damaris9@gmail.com, if you have my number, 404-840-7503. You can text me, you can email me, and we can set an appointment for your relationship reading. If you feel you have a sex spirit on you, or you feel like you've had that kind of scenario, please mention that in your reading, so then I can give you a customized ritual or spiritual bath that you can take to cut that off. What I realize is not all baths, you know, it's not like a one-fits-all in a scenario like this. So a lot of times it has to be custom to what the energy is and the situation needs to be read. So if you mention the show and you need some relationship help, then the cost is $45, and definitely mention the show so you can get that price. If you don't mention the show, you're not going to get that price, because that's not a normal price. That doesn't fit any readings or any kind of work that I do. $45 doesn't fit that. So make sure you mention the show, okay, so then I know what to charge you. Now, I am going to go ahead, and because I do see a few callers, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for supporting my business. A lot of you have been with me for a long time, and I'm very thankful to you, thankful to your ancestors. Like I always say, we're all in this together. I do want to thank you for your business and support. Let me get my cards. I'm never quite prepared. I'm prepared, but not. All right, so I have my cards, and I have my paper and pen to do some aura, some body scans for your questions. And like I said, we're going to keep them short. We're not going to go on and on and on, but hopefully but feel free, comments, questions, and I'm going to go ahead and open the line. It's interesting. There's a lot of people here that are listening to the show, but only a couple of you have your hand up for a comment or question. So if you decide to chime in, you can press 1, and that allows you to come in so that you may leave your comment or question. So you can hit that 1 button. Oh, okay. I see a few of you just hit the one. You press one. Okay, so now the status is changed here. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. I'm going to take the first caller here who has been waiting patiently. Caller 407. We are live. Hello.
Greetings of peace and more love, Damaris. This is Sister Ray, Sakura L.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Nothing like money, honey. I got my spray in the mail today. I'm so grateful.
Ooh, excellent. You like the smell?
Oh, my goodness. It's so wonderful. And it's strangely familiar, but I've never... I haven't smelled anything like it in a lifetime.
Excellent. Well, it works too.
It's wonderful.
It's one of my best sellers. So make it pop.
Give thanks. I don't want to be on a line too long. I don't have an actual proposed question. But I would like your insight from the Oracle. If you can pull a card.
Okay, I'm just going to pull a card.
You might be feeling something on my body.
I'm just going to pull a card. Let's see here. Should she? Okay, so you have the Two of Cups, which is the marriage card. So I would say this. If you want to be married and the relationship that you're with or whoever you're with, or if there's a situation, if you have a complicated status, the Oracle is basically saying, you know, stay focused on what you want. So if you want marriage, how can you actually build that particular partnership. Also, if you want marriage and the person that you're with doesn't want marriage, then it's time to move on because the energy is there. I've done readings where people's aura says, okay, they should be like prime and ripe and ready for a relationship, but they're actually tied up. Their physical body scan shows me that they're sort of tied up with another relationship. So they're kind of like maybe still trying to work out some challenges, you know, maybe even from childhood or something like that with that particular partner. But really the aura is like saying, hey, I'm ready, you know, and your aura is your blueprint. That's your soul. So it kind of knows your blueprint. But here it says that, you know, marriage is hovering about, a true partnership is hovering about. So I would say to focus on that. And if whatever you have going on isn't in an alignment with marriage, then I would say consider separating, you know, or figuring something out. So that's what I got for you.
All right. Give thanks, Maris. I appreciate your insight, honey. I love you so much. I give thanks for all that you do. Ashe to your spirit. Ashe to the spirit of your ancestors. Give thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Do you want to continue to hold? Are you listening in, or are you hanging up?
I'm going to put you back on
a hold?
Yes.
You gotta stay on? Okay.
Yes.
All right, hang on a second.
All right.
Okay, area code 404.
Damaris?
Yes?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Good, it's Rochelle.
Hi.
Yes.
Did you listen to the intro, the show?
Have you listened?
Absolutely. I listened to everything, and I almost was like, okay, I guess I don't need to ask a question. But, you know, since I got picked, I'm like, all right, yeah, I guess I should ask a question. But, yeah, it was very insightful, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take up too much time because I know you have other callers. So I'm just going to get right to the question. I know the last time you asked me about Mr. Gemini, I told you, you know, I'm just focused on myself.
Look,
whatever.
I bet you everybody that heard that was like, Gemini? No, but go ahead.
Right. And so my response to you was, you know, I'm just focused on myself. So, of course, once I focused on myself, we somehow ended up flirting last week. And I believe, right, the day after, I said something to him that had him laughing uncontrollably at work. And he texts back, you know, I just laughed so hard. And he goes, you know, I have straight love for you. And I'm like, what? Where the hell did that come from? So I never responded. Uh-huh. So, because I'm confused now, because I don't know what that's about. So I just wanted to.
Straight love. What were you confused about? What made you confused about that?
Well, because he doesn't say stuff like that. So when he said that, like, I mean, I'm like, where would that come from? Like, I just through his actions, he's so all over the place. For him to just even put the word love out there, that took me by surprise. Yeah, because that's not, yeah, that came out of nowhere to me.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to do his body scan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was a Gemini move because looking at his body scan, he didn't know where it came from either. It just showed.
That's crazy.
That messed up. But no, his body scan shows that it's like, even like after he said it, it was like he kind of was like, oops, like he thought about it later, like, almost like, where'd that come from? So, look, even he didn't know. You know? So.
Oh, my God.
But I think, the thing is that I think that he, most likely, he tries to censor himself. And so whatever you said, he loosened up, he was laughing, and then he allowed himself to release. So I do feel like that could be a sincere statement, but at the same time, it's like he kind of, you know, it looks like he, like, it just kind of slipped out, like, where he was like, oh, he, you know, like, well, like, he was tripping too. So, we have to love the Geminis, though. We got to love the Geminis. this is kind of what you get with them. So, but yeah, that's what I got. So it's like, you know, he, looking at his body scan too, he doesn't really feel that comfortable. He just doesn't feel comfortable all the way in relationships. And so I forgot, I don't know if you talked about like the back, you know, his back relationships, his past relationships and how, you know, if he got over and dealt with it, but he doesn't do well with relationships. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know, it could be his father, you know, his mom and dad's relationship, his dad or whatever, but, you know, he's just not comfortable in relationships. So there again, it's kind of, he's a project.
Uh-huh.
He's a project.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So just, you know, Geminis keep you, you know, kind of quick on your toes and maybe, you know, the whole flirty thing. But there again, I don't know if I would keep him around just to flirt if you're looking for something serious, if you're looking for a serious relationship. And I did mean to mention this earlier in the talk. If you're looking for a serious relationship, what does not work for a lot of people is that whole transferring thing. It's like, oh, I'm just going to be with him so I can have some sex and just have a good time until my real person comes in. It doesn't even work like that. I don't even know who started that. I want to know who was the originator of that particular technique.
Yeah.
It does not work. That idea, it doesn't work.
Okay.
A lot of people say that, though.
Anyway, yeah, I know a lot of friends that do that. I can't do that.
Don't work. Doesn't work. So anyway, but good to hear you. You want to say it? You want me to put you back on mute? You gonna listen?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna log off because I gotta be at work in the morning. But thank you so much.
This is kind of late for you anyway, so I appreciate it.
You know it is. You know it is. But you know, I stay up to support and listen to the insight. I appreciate it much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
love
I will chat with you soon. Love you too.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye. Okay. Let's see. Next caller, 404.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Damaris. This is Kelly.
Hey! How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. The class was dope tonight. It was so much fun.
Good. It was a surprise to see you. I always like seeing you when you come in the door.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I was able to. Yes, I'm so glad I was able to make it to the class and actually be able to tune into the radio, the blogs show, because I missed it like the past night or so, and I was listening to it like later on, like the recording, but I'm so glad I was able to get through.
Yay. Great. Well, do you have a question or a comment or?
Yes, everything that you said tonight really, really resonated, even on the both in the class and even on the call, the radio show like tonight, because a lot of the stuff that you spoke about is a lot of the stuff that I went through. You know, as you know, I walked away from a 5-year relationship about a year and 2 months ago, and I went through pretty much everything that you mentioned tonight.
Wow.
And so everything. And so my question is, even as I've walked past that, what's next for me in love? I feel like my heart is ready and open to be able to receive the love that I truly deserve. And I feel that it is coming and that it's on the way. And I just want to know, like, if you can read my aura, pull a card, and just kind of see where I'm at spiritually and what's next on the horizon for me.
Okay, good. You want me to pull a card? Or do your aura, do your body scan aura. Which one do you prefer?
I guess my body scan aura.
Okay, let me just see real quick. Hang on. Okay, well, definitely what your body scan is saying is, you know, let love catch up with you. So continue to move forward. You know, definitely don't be shy. Be open. Be expressive. Tell your friends that you're ready for love, you know, so kind of put the word out. But also do more as far as, like, in your work and your career. It looks like you're going into a different direction, so to be definitely open with that. So it just what I'm getting from your body scan is that more activity on your own personal goals, like how you want to look, how you want to dress, how you want to express yourself to the world. And that makes sense, if especially if we've been in relationships that we were sort of tied down, where it was more some, you know, at certain points in the relationship was oppressive. So what would have to happen is sort of rebuilding or recreating or putting the energy out there, especially if there again the energy was sort of closed in at one point. So this would be more of the celebrating, if you will, being single and being alive and being new and fresh. So that's what's next.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does make a lot of sense, because I've been focused a lot more on myself. Honestly, as of late, I hadn't really had the time, like, as far as relationship goes like to necessarily be in one. I'm interested in one, but I've been so busy like with work and with going after my dreams and actually manifesting them that it's like, okay, they're starting to happen, but yeah, I would like that companionship.
Yep. Good. Well, let it find you. And then what I would suggest is looking at your aura colors is that you redefine the kind of relationship you want, especially if there's been some confusion. So sort of redefine what type of relationship you want.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. Your body scan looks pretty good, though. You don't look really, you don't look fragmented or anything like that. There's nothing really out of place. Because, you know, sometimes the body scan can look a little tore up, like fragmented and stuff. Like, you're actually all very neat together. So keep up with your cleansing, you know, be excited about life, continue to be excited about life, and let it catch you. So whatever rituals you've done or spell work or whatever, just let it, you know, let it go and then let it come to you.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
So thank you, my dear. Are you going to hold on or you want me to hang up on you? You gonna hold on? You wanna
listen? Yes, I'm gonna keep listening.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Damaris.
Area code 678.
Hey, Damaris.
Hi.
Sagittarius. Yango.
Who's my favorite Sag?
Yango.
Oh my goodness. Yes, you would be my favorite sass.
Uh-huh.
Where you been?
Tell the truth.
Where you
been? The devil. Where I've been. I've been trying to pull stuff together. I'll fill you in
magic.
In private.
Working magic. What you got?
I say I'll fill you in private.
Oh, okay, 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 good.
That's where I've been.
Okay, okay, okay. Did you listen to all the show?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, good.
So,
what question? You got a question or comment?
Well, probably not so much a question. You can just kind of tell me what you see. And if I have comments, I'll go along. But since you've done the energy clearing, things have really, really changed a lot. Physically, they've kind of changed, but I'm still trying to make the mental change with the physical, trying to make it match. So
okay, well, keep your clearing going. So make sure it's always important that when you get your energy clearing, if you don't come back to see me like a couple more times, at least, and I know you know how to cleanse on your own, but at least keep it going, and you'll and everything will fall in line. Yep.
Okay.
Let me pull a card. I'm going to pull a card for you. Let me just see what the card. Pull a card.
Yeah, because I'm pretty much even-minded, but it's just kind of been a rough ride.
Yeah, it's been a lot of it. Uh-oh. Where is this card?
Uh-oh. Should I be scared?
No, you shouldn't be scared. Basically, this card speaks about you being mindful of carrying the load of others. And so what I would suggest is that when you do your cleansing and stuff like that, that you make sure some people are just sensitive. So then, like, if you go online or talk to people or whatever and they're telling you their stuff or they're telling you what's going on or whatever, you might just somehow naturally, or I shouldn't say naturally, like automatically begin to carry their load or carry their burden. So I know you just mentioned like there's been a lot going on or whatever. Make sure that you're not carrying somebody else's stuff and then all of a sudden that's sort of like, you know, infusing in your life and then causing things to be complicated. So it seems as though you're carrying the burdens of others. You know, and that could be creating some type of hardship. So, you know, think about that. Sometimes we've got to fall back from the phone calls and being in people's business or letting people, you know, put us in their business, that kind of thing. So just kind of next time you do a cleanse, just actually consciously say, if I'm carrying somebody else's burden, if I'm carrying somebody else's confusion, or, you know, I release that now. You know, if I'm in somebody's business and I don't even know about it, I release that now. You know, sort of like make sure that you're not carrying somebody else's stuff. So incorporate that in whatever cleansing you may do, even if it's just a regular shower. You know, mention that in the shower as you shower and cleanse off. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I've been kind of doing that. That's been a part of my disappearance. When you ask me where I've been, that's kind of been where I've been. I just kind of dropped out a little bit because I needed to kind of fall off, like you say, back away.
Well, make sure, like, actually say it. Like, say those things. You know, maybe, of course, not in the way I said it, but come up with your own, however you want to say it, and say
right.
it, you know, verbally say that I release, you know, anyone else's energy, you know, someone else's burden, you know, that I may not even know about or whatever, but speak it aloud, you know, and
okay.
release.
Okay.
All right, my love, are you going to hold on so I can take this other call?
Yeah, I'm going to hold. Yeah,
okay,
I'll hold
good.
On.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, area code 404.
Hey, it's me, Shatima.
Hi. Look, and you sound like you're up.
Huh?
You sound like you're up.
I am up. I'm up. Let me make sure I stay up for this. I am up. I haven't really been able to, I enjoyed the class, and I haven't been able to get out of my head since. So, yeah, I'm up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of, well, you got a question or?
So,
I'm
kind of like all, a lot of other people, I related and resonated with everything you said, and I know what I need to do. I really do. And
mm-hmm.
I guess my dilemma with not doing what I need to do is, you know, I feel like I need companionship, and I also feel like I need, like, partnership as I build my business, as I'm, you know, conquering, you know, I'm just tearing down walls out here, and I just feel like I need someone with me. I feel like I need a man, like it's time. So I don't know whether it's a card or a scan that I need, but I'll take one.
Okay. Good. Hang
yeah.
on a second. See. So you have the witch card. So this speaks about manifestation and your ability. So this is what I want you to think about. You said, well, you know, I'm starting a business and I feel like I need a man. And I do know that a lot of ladies out there, sometimes when we get busy, when it's time to move, when, you know, rain comes in the rooftop or whatever and we don't have a man, first thing we think about, man, I need a man around this house. You know, I feel like I need a man. So I understand that. However, sometimes even the man that we're supposed to be with, he may not necessarily be a handy man, you know, but we just feel like we need that companionship. But your card mm-hmm. is basically saying that you are a manifester and to get more into your manifestation. And so the things that you want from others, or let's say a man in your life, the Oracle is saying that you should work on manifesting that, like, even within yourself. So let's just say if you say, okay, well, I do need somebody to help me out with business or whatever, you should focus on manifesting someone to assist you, or figuring out if this is something that you can do. You know, a lot of times we can do quite a bit as women, as the X chromosome. Women can multitask. Women can accomplish quite a bit. I just think that sometimes there's a loneliness or, you know, feeling like, oh, I need someone. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, however, for you, the Oracle is saying that there's a lot more room for you to actually manifest and do and create and get really into yourself. So it's not saying don't look for a man or don't, you know, but it's just saying that there's room for you to manifest the things that you want to see in someone else or things that you want from somebody else to actually manifest that yourself. or do that yourself. So that tells me that you could be in your aura. It could be the fact that you might be someone who has to begin to create more of your situation or more of what you want to see before you get with a man. Because some people get with a man and they forget about all the money that they wanted to make, and they forget about all their dreams because, you know, they're too busy sexing and being turned out, or all of a sudden becoming a wife or a mate, you know, but yet they forgot about what they wanted. So if it's important for you to finish some of your dreams according to what you agreed, you know, to with some of your heavenly folks in the heavens, and you say, okay, when I come to earth, I'm going to do A, B, and C. And if you have not done A, B, and C, there is a possibility that you won't be with a man until you do A, B, and C, at least not the man that you're supposed to be with. So the oracle is saying, go ahead and manifest the things that you need in your life, what you want someone else to provide, that you're actually able to manifest that. So try that first. Keep cleansing. And then let the person come in. So then you won't seem to be so, like, needy and, you know, weird in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because then you might attract a dude that, you know, likes a needy woman, and then all of a sudden when you decide to grow and you clear and you this and that, he might feel some kind of way because at first you was needy. So if you're in a place of transformation and you're not where you need to be, the oracle is basically saying that's what you need to, you know, practice your craft more. Yep,
sure thing.
Take that with you. Think about it. Ponder it. I'm going to go on to this next call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for attending the call.
Okay, you're welcome. Next time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 678.
Hello, Damaris.
Hi.
This is Dawn, and it's been a while.
It has been a while.
What you been doing?
In the woods, under the full moon, howling at the moon? Where you been?
You know, all of the above. I've been home, but that's about to change dramatically. I took a job, and I'll be flying out next week to Dallas.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, I'll be, doing field work, home inspections. And, you know, I'm a bit nervous about that. I'm a bit of a homebody. And I'm nervous about it. And I just wanted to know, I don't know whether you would look at my energy or pull a card, but wanted to know how that's going to go for me. The money's really good, by the way. So that's, you know,
okay.
A push.
Okay, it looks like what the oracle is saying, I've just pulled some cards. One, you're supposed to focus on all the accomplishments you've made. The oracle is speaking about kind of like self-doubt and stuff like that. So the thing is that you want to say, okay, I'm going to bring my A game, meaning that you, when you step into the place, that's when the party gets started. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it like, you know, I'm here to add on to this particular job or whatever. So you just have to be more, the oracle saying be more confident. So don't look at it like, oh, what's going to happen in here or what's going on or there. Again, we talked about relationships and sort of transferring our old relationship into a new, you know, into the new relationship. So maybe think about like, yeah, you don't want to put like whatever you had going on in your life, if it's been a little bit of turmoil or whatever, you don't want that to transfer into the job that you're going into now. So the oracle is basically saying, look at your accomplishments, have positive conversation with yourself, and things can work out in your favor. Otherwise, you might have challenges because you'll create it from your thoughts.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so just adopt a positive attitude.
Yep. If not, you're going to fall into some kind of weird, it could be some people at the job or some energy at the job that's kind of old. You know, that might even remind you of, like, family members or something like that. You know, something weird. You know, something that reminds you, you know, somebody who reminds you of somebody else or whatever like that. But if you go into it, I'm like, okay, this is a new job. I'm trying to run my checkup. this is all I'm here for, and I'm focused, and I can do the job, you know, and my next step after this is this, this, and that. Be futuristic in your pursuit. So see that job, but also see what you want to happen maybe 6 months down the road, a year down the road. So stay focused and look ahead.
All right, sounds good. All right, great advice. I'll stay to myself and stay positive.
Yeah.
And futuristic. Okay.
Yep.
All right, sounds good.
Good to hear you, stranger. Good to hear you.
Yes. When I come back, I'll be able to see you more. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to it. Meanwhile, keep up the wonderful readings and insights and all the help that you give everyone.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay, and I'm going to stay on and listen.
Okay, well, I think we're going to wrap up. Actually, the show gave me already the countdown, and it said that the show ended. I know last time we did the show, we went way over the show time, and it still kind of recorded some of it, I think. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. So I'm going to put you on mute and just sort of wrap up. And thank you.
All right, and thank you.
Thank you. All right, good people. Well, I appreciate all the night owls coming out on Blog Talk Radio. I hope that I have answered your questions. And those who did not chime in, I hope that you got your answers. I hope that you got your blessings in some kind of way. If you, like I mentioned before, if you want a reading at a discounted price, you have to mention the show and contact me via email, damaris9@gmail.com, or you can call 404-840-7503, and you can say that you want a relationship reading. And, of course, that would include, like, your body scan, your aura colors, and then I would call up your sphere or the person that you are inquiring about, see how things are supposed to work out or what needs to be looked at. And so I thank you. And let's remember that relationships are about relating with each other. There's no difference between relating to your man or your woman the same way you would relate to your spirit guide, the same way you would relate to your higher self, the same way you would relate to God. So the person doesn't come in to fill in, places where you feel that you need someone to lift you up. There again, it's nice to have that. It's a perk. But when we are prepared to build, we bring in a relationship so we can work together, so we can build together, and then so we can bless the community with our balance. So when we're in a balanced relationship, we can bless the people around us. So our health should get better. Our pockets should get fatter. And people around us should feel loved and blessed and become healed because we are with the right person. That's what relationships really should be about. Now, when we do have the other types of relationships, usually we are trying to work out issues that we have with our mothers or our fathers or the lack of. And so we pull in a person and we're trying to work out our challenges. But if that's the case, let's call it for what it is instead of saying, hey, I'm in this relationship and I'm trying to get married with this person, when you know you're not really ready for marriage, when there's other things there that needs to be worked out. So let's be honest and open with ourselves and let's avoid making shortcuts. If we don't make any shortcuts, then it's pretty much guaranteed that our work that we do on ourselves will be thorough. The work that the energy that we have that we want to bless someone else with will be thorough and it will be healing and it will be beautiful. It will be, we will have abundance because we are giving that person, seeing our full cosmic self that's full of nothing but abundance and healing and love and magical energy. So relationships can be great for people who are undecided. Yeah, I don't know if I want to be in a relationship. I was hurt in the past. Clear that shit up, and open yourselves up to having a beautiful, magical relationship because that's what life should be about. If you fell for something else, those things are lies. We are magical, beautiful, cosmic beings that are fully capable of everything or whatever we want to be capable of. whatever we can dream or whatever we can see. So get over the BS, you know, I don't know, this person hurt me, there's nobody in there for me, but all those are lies. So do a fast, go on a fast, do a cleanse, do whatever you need to do, smudge out, cleanse out, throw stuff away, and be the best person that you can be. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful, blessed rest of the week. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you. Good night.